Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom. It's good.
Are you okay today?
Is this pre-lunch or post-lunch?
Oh, don't.
Must be pre.
I was just joking to Tim that I haven't. I put some food in the microwave about an hour ago, and I've literally, as we began to record this, we pressed record on our recordings, and I suddenly had that moment of clarity where I was like, oh, I've left my food in the microwave. So, I will eat that in, what should we say, in under 20 minutes' time. Task ourselves?
I'm sure everybody listening is very pleased that it's under 20 minutes.
Yes, I'm sure they are. It's been a good week so far. It's been a dull week outside. The weather's been just pretty grey, pretty bleh for this time of year. Standard, I guess. But yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a week. We had a wonderful time at the weekend. We were able to spend some time remembering, and it was great to... whilst it's not great to go back to fully online, it was wonderful to see so many people joining us for our online act of remembrance and service. And it was really good to see loads of people in the chat communicating with each other and with us. So thank you if you joined us at the weekend. And we are looking ahead to this Sunday and each Sunday up until Christmas as we begin Advent. Have you got your Advent calendar ready?
Not yet, no. No, I haven't actually. We have an Advent hanging that we put up every year, actually, and we put chocolates in it. So it was made by a friend of ours from Manchester. And so it's become a little tradition in our house to hang this hanging. So it's quite a big sort of like a banner thing, which has got little pockets in for every 24 days.
And so we grew up with one in our house, which was very similar. Ours actually had felt Velcro parts of the Christmas story that
fantastic.
We put on it. And it was very traditional Christmas story for the most part. However, there was a loft where we had to put Santa and presents and reindeers all up in the loft because they weren't allowed to be in the rest of the house because we had to keep the house as the Christmas story. But all the extra bits kind of ended up in the loft on the roof, wherever they were.
I have to admit, we do have a Santa. We do have a Santa that we bought, I think, the first year we were married. It's made out of polystyrene. And somebody had cut out this Santa and colour and painted it all. And it has survived, although it's got a bit of sellotape on it at the moment. But we do put that out every year as a reminder of all the years that we've been married. Which is a joy.
I don't think there's any issue whatsoever with putting a little polystyrene Santa.
No, I think he's
so
fine.
And I imagine over time we'll discuss things like polystyrene Santas and wooden reindeer as we kind of get into Christmas, as we become prepared, and as we explore what Christmas during at the minute a lockdown and also then a very different kind of Christmas, what that looks like for us. So I'm very much looking forward to it and excited for what will happen. I know our musicians are looking at songs, and I'm sure you, Tim, are preparing some absolutely excellent talks. And I hear you're getting a real donkey for Christmas. Is that right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's have a real donkey. I'm all for donkeys and camels. Camels as well.
Okay,
and sheep.
That may not be true, but I think I've just put myself into a little corner that means I have to do this, right?
It'd be great to have a donkey, but
bit messy.
Yeah, very messy. Although good for the roses, I'm told. So that would be good. But I have almost forgotten that we're in lockdown, Tom, again, which is a bit weird, isn't it?
It is very weird. It is very weird. And that's the main part of what we want to talk about with you today, that we have to acknowledge the fact that we have entered into a second national lockdown. Last week, we kind of did an approaching it. We talked a day before we entered it about ways that you can kind of be fruitful. And we were thinking about the fruit of the spirit. And I know this week I have tried really hard to think of actually each individual fruit and thought, OK, so how am I going to go about trying to act these things out that we're told are things we should strive to uphold and follow? And, you know, love and joy and peace have all been very easy. Patience. I've definitely been patient. Goodness, kindness, I hope I've managed that. Faithfulness, gentleness. And then self-control is a bit more difficult because lockdown comes and we seem to be eating more extravagantly. We have more chocolate in the house and so on, but working on it. Mm. So it has been very good to actually go through that discipline of thinking, okay, so what is it that I'm showing, as it were? Mm. What fruits am I displaying?
And that gives a bit of a framework, doesn't it, really, for how we work our way through this lockdown time. And I think that is incredibly helpful. And any sort of routines and patterns are very useful, aren't they, as well? And perhaps we'll talk about them in a little bit. But it's been a pretty momentous world happening as well with the President of the United States as well, Tom. So
that's
been big news, hasn't it?
Well, that's without even talking about all the other amazing things that have happened in the world. It has been quite an incredible few days. But yes, you're absolutely right to bring up the fact that the United States of America appear to have a new president. Mm. And I stayed up very late. It was, what was it, about 1:30, I think, his victory speech happened on Saturday night. I might be misremembering things because it was very late, but I think it was about 1:30 our time. And I greatly enjoyed watching the victory speech. It was great to see Kamala Harris talk about the fact that there's a woman in the White House as the vice president. But then Joe Biden came on and he shared some fantastic words. And actually, he quoted one of my mum's favourite Bible verses from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And he was talking about a time for everything and a season for everything. And he listed a number of the things from that passage. And then he said that there's a time to heal. And right now for America, there is a time to heal. There's a time to heal from the coronavirus pandemic. And there's a time to heal from the political divisions. And there's a time to heal from all of these different things. And he was calling for unity in America. And that kind of then got me thinking that actually, this is totally true right now. As it's true for America, there really is a time for everything as we in the UK go through our own struggles with coronavirus. And so I wanted to read this passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 as a sort of opening up of what we were going to talk about for a few minutes today. So this is from the New International Version, and it's Ecclesiastes 3 starting at verse 1. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. And this passage seems to be incredibly timely right now. Of course, this is Remembrance Day, and we at the weekend remembered all of the sacrifices of people that have come before us to protect and save us. And so that last line is a stark reminder that the Bible talks about these things. It doesn't shy away from war. It doesn't shy away from any of these the difficulties that we see in the world. But I think this passage really is a fantastic thing for us to reflect on at this time, for us in the UK right now, at this exact moment that you're listening to it, whether you're listening to us on Wednesday, whether you're listening to us on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whether you're listening to us in 2021 because you're catching up. I don't know. I don't know when you're listening. But right now, there is a time for everything. And I think that's something that's incredible for us to remember. I think it's something that's incredibly powerful, and it's something that can help us to use our time wisely over the next 3 weeks of lockdown, for us to realise that there are things that we can do right now. And this time, whilst it might feel like it's wasted time, or you might be upset because you're still having to work and other people aren't, and you feel like your time's being spoiled away that way, there is a time for everything. And it's really important for us to acknowledge that and for us to work into, okay, so what is it that we can do with our time right now?
Yeah, times change for a lot of people, I guess.
I'm not sure I understand.
There are people who have obviously been working all the way through this, our teachers, our NHS staff, continuing to face the challenges that they face. So for some people listening, of course, there hasn't been a lot of time, has there, you know? But it's still a question of finding those spaces and that time, you know, for the things that actually build our souls, but build our bodies, build our minds up, and, you know, to actually know that God is sort of with us, and he desires that we become, as we said last week, these sorts of fruitful people who impact our world as well. So, yeah, so what sort of things... practices, if you like, could we put in place that will help us to actually begin to flourish more as followers of Jesus? How can we use our time wisely in order to be renewed and refreshed, refilled, and able to face, you know, the challenges of this next period of lockdown, the challenges that people listening face in the workplace, challenges of loneliness that other people feel, finances, all sorts of different challenges. So how can we sort of build that resilience and build that sort of strong lifestyle that continues to trust God's power and presence with us as well?
I'm going to start with something that some people are very good at and some people like me are absolutely terrible at, and it's recognizing the need for rest. And you might say, oh goodness, we've got more time to rest than ever right now. But I'm on about the kind of rest that God encourages. I'm on about this sort of total moment where you're able to just take time, pause, reflect, and get into God's presence. God wants rest to be something that we enjoy doing and that we do with him. And I think this is one of those things where we can actually use it as a time to really enjoy being just with Jesus. And it's something that we can come out of it in a few weeks' time, energized and ready to serve when we're able to. But for many people right now, there will be lots of running around. And actually, there's no issue with running around, you know. And I think I'd argue 6 days a week, absolutely. If you're the kind of person that needs to run around in order to find fulfillment, then please run around, serve other people, do things, help out with whatever, give blood if you're able to, volunteer as you're able to, kind of do all these incredible things. But I would really say that I know for me personally, taking time out and trying to set aside, and you've said this, Tim, you've said about the importance of it, trying to set aside a 24-hour period. And this isn't selfish. Please don't think that I'm saying that you are focusing on you during this time. But I'm about trying to set a 24-hour period where there are less things organised in your life, where you're able to take some time and actually say to God, okay, so what is it that you want to do with me? How do you want to come and fill me up right now? And maybe that might involve taking time reading. A lot of people may decide to take it on a Sunday, be involved with church in the morning, and then take time out, go for a long walk with your family. Take time to rest. You know, there's a beautiful moment at the very start of our Bibles, and I'm sure we all know it, in Genesis chapter 2. I think it's the very start of Genesis chapter 2, where obviously heaven, earth, created, completed in vast array, I think is the wording. And then God has finished what he's doing. And it says on the seventh day that he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and he made it holy, because on it he rested from all of the work that he had done. So I like to kind of come back to that and recognize the importance of taking time. And many people call it a Sabbath, of course. It's a very biblical word for us to use. But God took rest out of what he did. And it's really, I think, a very important practice for us right now to recognise that there's a resting point. And for many people who have worked tirelessly for such a long time, if you're, you know, a key worker in the hospitals, in schools, running around in an office all week, taking that time out is something that is going to become so, so important. And it's going to become a refresher. It's going to be something that re-energizes you to be able to live in fulfillment and to the full for the rest of that week. Use it as an opportunity to charge up and build yourself up into this position of being restful in order to come out of it the other side.
I think it's a real big challenge, isn't it, Tom? And certainly it's a practice that I learnt something about a number of years ago, and try desperately to keep as a regular routine that from 6 p.m. on a Friday to 6 p.m. on a Saturday night, then that's my block of 24 hours that has become my Sabbath. And I know I've benefited from that, you know, inordinately over the years. And I desperately try and guard that as much as I possibly can. It doesn't always work, but I think setting a 24-hour period is a good thing. Now, everybody's in different circumstances, aren't they? I mean, we don't have young kids, you know, running around, etc. But I think you can still have a Sabbath with young children. It doesn't mean you don't. You just do different things with those young kids, you know. Perhaps if you're on your own, you know, and you're retired from work, and every day seems the same, but actually, why not have a 24-hour period where it's different, where you do something different from what you would do on those other 6 days as well. And I think it's discipline. Of course, it's discipline. You know, you've got to make a choice in this. I love the fact that after 6 days of working, God looked at everything he'd done and he said it was very good. And out of that place of very good, because every other day it was just good, out of that place of very good, he then took his Sabbath. And so he was able to reflect back on the work he'd done, and he was satisfied with it. It was very good. And so out of that place of satisfaction comes this ability to rest and then to move in to the next day. I heard somebody say a while ago, you know, that in our Western culture, we rest from work. So, you know, often for people, Friday nights is a time you get home and that's the end of the week. I know that's not true for many, many, many people. But actually, we're resting from work. Whereas in Eastern culture, you work from a place of rest. So that place of rest actually is to get you ready for the next bit of work. Rather than it be exhaustion, it's actually replenishing. And I think that mindset for me was something that really, you know, this was a number of years ago, really helped me to understand, to build this rhythm in. And things may impinge on that 24 hours, but do something different, you know, and just enjoy it. You know, Sabbath's meant to be fun, you know.
Well, it's, yeah, have a bit of fun. I was going to say, please don't for one minute think that we're suggesting that on your one day off a week that your only thing you do is read the Bible and pray. Because actually, you know, there is a world of things that have been put out there for us to have fun, to enjoy life. You know, there's nothing anti-Christian about Netflix and playing video games, you know, or doing a workout or something. There's nothing anti-Christian about them. Let's give thanks to God when we do these things, you know. In the video for Alpha, I noticed this year that they're playing a very violent video game as part of it. And it's a very interesting little thing, but it's totally relevant. And I know that I've had some of the best faith-filled conversations in the last 6 months, as we've been in kind of an on-off lockdown. I've had some of the most faith-filled conversations whilst shooting down people in a video game. And the beautiful part of it is, I know that other people in the church have done that. And you know why I know other people have done that in church? Because they're the ones I'm having a faith-filled conversation with as we do it. So I'm not condoning it, but I'm also saying that let's not jump to conclusions that all these things are anti-Christian, because I think we can glorify God through all of these things that we're doing. And let's not forget that kind of the artistic storytelling of a fantastic TV show is an opportunity for us to glorify God. And I don't think we need to choose during this second lockdown. We don't need to choose between honouring God and flourishing as humans, because we can do both of them at the same time. And, you know, we've seen that as part of God's guide for us on how we should live our life, taking time to rest is something that God says is very good.
I've probably said this before, I've been reading through the Bible in a year using the Nicky Gumbel Bible app that's available. And the one thing that's really struck me a lot this year is how many times the people in the Old Testament were told off for not honouring the Sabbath. That was a big, big thing. You know, you haven't honoured the Sabbath. God says it so many times throughout all the generations of the people of Israel. And it was that You haven't honoured the Sabbath. You haven't honoured the Sabbath. You know, and on God says that. And it just struck me. I was reading again this morning. It was a passage in Ezekiel I've got up to now. Again, it's there again. You know, don't desecrate the Sabbath. Honour it, you know. And it just struck me again how crucial this is. And during lockdown, any time, it's a great habit to get into. And it takes work. It takes practice. You're not going to get it right all the time. But actually try, you know, have a good sleep, have a good, you know, time outside, have fun with your kids. If you're working 6 days a week, make sure you don't work that seventh day and engage with your kids. You know, don't miss out on that if you've got young children. You know, if you've got older kids, you know, try and have time talking to them, you know, listening to them. I mean, at the times when we meet again, you know, have a meal together, you know, whatever it is. But just enjoy a bit of rest, because God wants us to rest. You know, if at the moment your body is in pain, or you know you're anxious, if you're getting distracted by lots of things in your mind, or you're moving into some destructive habits and you notice them happening, you know, one of the reasons that's happening is because you're not taking the rest that God has put in as a rhythm, a time to rest. And I do want to urge you, if there's one thing, one practice that you really press into, then I'd want to say to you, you know, think about Sabbath, think about what that means for you, what does it look like, and see what a difference it makes when we are in the rhythm that God has set for us in the first place.
Perfect. So when's my next day off then, Tim?
Tom, whenever you can, you are responsible for that, not me. So you make sure you have it, and I'll notice the difference in you when you have it.
Yes. No, I think that's absolutely true. I know from my own experience that I through this period, I have not been very good at taking rest, because actually there's been so many things that come up and you just find yourself not wasting time, but just not spending time doing this. And yet I know this morning when I woke up, I was so much more refreshed than I have felt for a very long time, having had a proper day off. Yeah. And a day of just taking time out, yeah. You know, going for a walk. We're still able to exercise, we're still able, yeah, to go outside. I went for a nice big walk. I sadly couldn't take my dog with me. He's got a poorly paw at the moment, but he'll come out with me later in the week. And it is very much a case of I know I felt so refreshed this morning, so ready for what's going to come in the rest of the week. And I think it's something that you don't notice it until you do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so there's so many different things as well. Like throughout this period of time, there are so many other spiritual practices. And if you want help, if you kind of feel like there's more, get in touch with us, because we'd love to journey with you together, because, you know, we're not going to pretend to have all of the answers. But what we can do is share some of the things that have helped us over the years. So if you're struggling at the moment to know what to do, maybe you're not sure what you're wanting. Maybe you're struggling to see God's guidance. Maybe you're thinking, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my time right now. Get in touch with us, and also get in touch with God on it. Actually, I think that's something to do. Pray about it if you're finding it really difficult right now. But yeah, do get in touch with us, because we'd love to journey with you through the next few weeks, especially if you're struggling.
And things like the YouVersion app is amazing. So many Bible reading plans there, short Bible reading plans to get started. I think I mentioned the Pray As You Go app. I'd mentioned that at the beginning of this year, I think. And again, just easy to download on your phone, provide you with a focus for every day. And those things can be really, really helpful. And so get in a good rhythm, a good habit, and see what God wants to do. I mean, sometimes when I'm reading through the Bible in a year, I mean, sometimes it's just like, I've got to do this, you know. But then, you know, you look back and you see what God's been saying and speaking to you about, and it keeps highlighting it as it goes on. So, just recommend getting in some good habits, making time for the right things to feed your soul and to see what God wants to do.
Well, that's fantastic, Tim. And it's really good to think about some of these spiritual practices that we can put to good use, I guess, during this time. As we come towards the end today, I'm aware that my food has now probably gone really cold in the microwave. We want to pray together, as we always have. And we've been praying over the coronavirus pandemic for the past 7-8 months now, and I'm sure you can't have missed the fantastic news that there are very promising signs in the vaccine world right now. And so we wanted to pray today. We want to give thanks to God for everything that's come to this point. And we want to continue to pray over our country as we continue to go through this difficult period of time together. But let's pray now together as a church family. Father, we thank you so much for guiding us through this period of time. We thank you for taking care of our church family. We thank you for the protection that you've put on people. And we thank you for continuing to walk with us as a nation through this difficult period. We thank you for the scientists that are working tirelessly to find a vaccine that will help us to be able to fight this disease. And we thank you for your guiding hand in what they're doing. I thank you for all of the Christian scientists that are putting you first through this time and that are remembering that we do all things through your power and your strength. We pray that you'll continue to be with all of those who are working in the hospital at this time. We ask that you will be protecting them. We pray that you'll be with them, you'll be giving them strength, and you'll help them to know that they can come to you when things get tough. We pray too that you'll be casting a net of protection over our hospital, and we pray that you'll be working through the doctors there in order to bring as many people back out safely as you can. Father, we know that there's a long way still to go, but we ask that you continue to fill us up with your power and strength to be able to get through the next 3 weeks so that we can come out the other side in the right mindset to worship you this most strange of Christmases. We pray that you'll be using this as an opportunity for us to reach even more people as a church than we could have ever imagined. And we pray that you will be filling us up as we enter this season of Advent. Amen.
Yeah, Father God, thank you. Thank you for good news of Jesus. Thank you for good news that transforms our lives. And I pray that you'll help each of us to ensure that time with you, ensure that enjoyment of your creation, ensure the love of others, our friends and family, and that you'll continue to cause us to listen, to be still enough to listen to what it is that you want to say. So yes, Lord, bless our families, our friends, our community. We pray that you will help us to discover more about you, and that in the stillness we'll hear the whisper of your Spirit. Move among us, I pray. Thank you for your love for us. Continue to help us to learn the things that you want us to learn, to discover the riches of your love, and to enjoy the infilling of your Spirit, to bring energy and life and refreshing. Commit ourselves to you, Jesus. Pray blessing on all those who are listening right now. May your love become a reality for each of us, a deeper, deeper awareness of all that you've done for us. We give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. And until next week, have a wonderful time. God bless you. Get in touch with us if you want to. We haven't said our email address, have we? You can contact us through our email address, inquiry@newcastlebaptist.org.uk, or head to our website, and there's loads of options on there for you to get in touch with us. But God bless you, and we'll see you on Sunday at 10:30 as we begin our Advent series, A Very Different Kind of Christmas. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.